would have, I believe they'd have screen all the way from top to bottom with just the shelves in there without the drawer space.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. What would you call a lot of old worthless things that you had? Maybe like a broken down chair that you just didn't want to get rid of. You'd say you had a lot of old...
Well, when I was growing up, it was junk, but now it's antique. And we threw away a lot of them. I wish I still had. Yeah.
You ever hear of a person having a room in his house where he kept all of his junk?
Yeah, you had a junk room.
Junk room.
We had a junk house.
Mm-hmm. Was that a little building out back?
Oh, yeah.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say when a woman gets up in the morning, she might move around the house and maybe dust a little here or, you know, that sort of thing. What would you say she does when she does that every morning?
Cleaning house? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't do it.
I bet you do.
No.
What about picking up or straightening up, that sort of thing? Would you ever say that?
I guess we must have said straighten up.
Straighten up.
Okay.
And of course the thing that you would sweep with, that would just be a...
The broom.
Did you ever see one that was made entirely out of broom straw instead of having a wooden handle?
Yes, I've got one in the utility room.
Oh,
yeah. Just for the novelty of it.
Do you still just call that a broom?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you about this expression. Say if I were looking for that broom and it was in a corner and the door was open so that I couldn't see it,
uh-huh.
Where would you say the broom was in relation to the door?
It would be behind the door.
Okay. This expression, say if you were... Well, let me ask you this first. Was there, when you were growing up, was there usually a particular day on which you did certain chores? Like on Monday you did something, and another day you did something else?
You know, I guess that Monday was probably wash day with my mother. Saturday would be a general work day for the kids, cleaning the house or whatever, you know, needed to be done.
We're talking about having, when all of the dirty clothes accumulate, she might say, well, it's time to do it.
The wash?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you ever recall her saying something like doing the laundry?
Oh, no. Well, we didn't do the laundry, we washed the clothes. No. Had to do the washing, that's what it was. We had
the
to
washing.
Do the washing.
That's what you say still?
No.
What do you say?
What do I say? I don't know. I have to do the wash, I guess.
Okay. What about, I didn't ask you if you're at the house that you grew up had a place right out front where you might have chairs or swings, something like that?
It was the porch.
Did your house have one of those?
One house did, but not the one where I lived most of the time, no. It had a breezeway.
Did you ever hear people call the porch by any other name?
If we did, it was just, you know, just cutting up. We didn't really, no, it was always the porch.
Haven't heard gallery or veranda around here?
There might have been some who referred to it as that. When we would just try to be cute, it was the piazza, but that we did not call it that.
Yes, ma'am. Kind of a joking term.
Yeah, we do that now even.
Right.
But it's not.
Right. Well, when you, say if you were coming up, if you wanted to get onto the porch from the yard, you would have to climb up
the steps.
Yeah. But inside, if you wanted to go to a second floor, you'd have to go up
the stairs.
Yeah, so the stairs inside.
Right.
What about this expression? Say if I walked in.